AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business and Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening in. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. Or, as always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a great show, guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional and business growth. And as always, you can dial into the show and get your questions on the air, thoughts on the air, 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. You cannot control what happens to you, but you can control your attitude toward what happens to you. And in that, you will be mastering change rather than allowing it to master you. And that quote is by Brian Tracy. I like that. You cannot control what happens to you. And what happens to us, everything, something's going to happen to us, so we have to decide on how we're going to respond to that. My On the Edge challenge question tonight, it's not really a challenge question. I'm just curious, what do you know about what's going on in the news now about small businesses and employment? So I was kind of searching around the web. One of my favorite websites is smallbiztrends.com, and so we're going to see what's going on with small business trends and what's going on and some of the employment that we're going to see in 2014 and what economists are saying about our economy for the coming year. Looks pretty positive, so I'm looking forward to that. We know we're wrapping up our year and looking to make new commitments. Hopefully you fulfilled many of your commitments from last year, so we're going to do that. We talked about last week, unemployment rate dropped to a five-year low to 7%, which is awesome. I'd like to see that just continue to dwindle down, get people jobs, get people reskilled, working in new areas. You know, we talk about, you know, all of the new technology. I did a show a couple of years ago, maybe about a year and a half ago, and I talked about, I have a storage unit. A1 Storage is my storage company. And I think they just, like every 6 months or so, that rate goes up, that storage rate. And when I first noticed it, you know, I saw the rate went up and then they were down one person. And because of technology and some of the resources they began to use, they were able to take that storage unit or the people that manned it, which was two people, to one person. You wonder, well, what happens to those jobs? And so what's interesting is that reskilling can open the door for new types of jobs and more money with regards to that. So if you're one of those people that may have lost your jobs to technology, reskilling is really a great way to go. There's a lot of adult education classes and college classes that allow you to reskill so you can create a new opportunity for yourself. So what's going on in the news? And I want to mention really quick the shooting that we, I'm so tired of shootings, period. But, you know, when they happen on our school grounds, it's really, really disturbing. And you may have heard me talk about the Tip Now solution, Resiligence Tip Now, see something, say something. And I'll share that a little bit more later in terms of giving you that information. But these solutions, these safety solutions that can go on our school campuses, college campuses, school grounds, K-12, business organizations, hospitals, airports, you know, with posters that are, you know, on the walls that gives more accountability to those that may be thinking about doing something that is criminal activity on some sort of property somewhere, whether you're a corporation or a school. But you see something and say something, and you can text and get some help, and you don't have to put yourself at risk. And we want to see the numbers decrease in terms of, you know, why does a, I'm not sure what was going on with the student and the teacher, but any time you have to retaliate or do something to someone and you have to resort to violence, that's not a good thing. Whether you're losing your job and you feel like you have to resort to some sort of retaliation with lethal force is not a good thing. And so we really want to keep our campuses safe. So keep that in mind. So what's going on? What else is going on in the news with regards to business? Data scientists. Now, this is what Harvard Business Review is calling data scientists. This is the sexiest job of the 21st century. Big data. You hear us talking about big data. Sexy data, sexy job for 2014. And what's interesting is that there is a high demand for those that are in data collecting, data scientist fields. There's not a lot of people that can take information, kind of pick it apart, and give information that's going to help a business grow, that's going to help find out, you know, why is this happening opposed to this happening? Why is this selling, or why isn't this selling? You know, it gets back to business analysis. But this is what Harvard Law is saying, that big data, data scientist is the 2014 job of the year, really, the sexiest job to have. And so some of the information that we're seeing about this, like IBM is talking about, that this really is kind of part analyst, part artist, someone who is inquisitive, can stare at data and spot trends and see what's going on, what's the pattern. Individuals in this particular role don't just sift through and organize piles of information in companies, but they are taking this information and they are sifting through it. They're looking at it from a data analyst perspective, and so they're able to see things that you may miss. And so you get someone who can take a look at data and say, okay, this is what's going on in your company. Let's see what we can do about some of the trends that may not be good within your company. So how do you become a data, you know, anyone really, if they wanted to, could become a data analyst. But this is just an interesting plug in terms of what Harvard is saying about the sexiest job. I thought that was interesting that they would put it this way. So anyway, the reality of big data, what's the reality of big data? So what is New York Times reporting? Well, they're reporting that almost a half a million jobs in 5 years and a shortage of up to 190,000 qualified data scientists, plus a need for 1.5 million executives and support staff who have an understanding of data. So, for those of you that need to reskill or want to look in a field to get into, data scientists would be a great field to get into. Again, they're expecting this field to grow and to and be a shortage. You know, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It just means that there's opportunity for you out there that could get it. And what they're saying about the younger generation is that they don't really have an understanding for this role for data scientists, the younger generation that's coming up. So how important that it plays a role in everyday lives and everyday workplaces. And so if you are looking to do something new, be a data scientist. There is something to be said about that. That is, and again, that gets back to analytics. So what else is going on? 20 mistakes to avoid when building your team, small business trends. Now, 20 mistakes. I'm not going to go through all 20 mistakes, but I decided I wanted to look at maybe, let's say, five of those mistakes. You know, developing a business, any business, your team is, if you don't see your team as being the reason why you're creating income, you're missing it. You have to really build a great team, and you have to appreciate your team. And so when I looked at the 20 mistakes, and again, you can get this Small Business Trends, 20 Mistakes to Avoid When Building Your Team. You can find that on Small Business Trends. Everything that I'm saying is being posted live on our Facebook page. Vanessa is getting that posted even as I speak, so you can find that out. You can find anything that we have there on our Facebook page at facebook.com/businessontheedge. And so number one, and I thought this was really good for business owners, the assumption that everybody is equal. Everyone is not equal in a small business. And because they are small and you may have three people working, maybe two, maybe five, maybe, you know, a small group, you know, everyone's not equal. So you have to really determine what are the strengths and weaknesses of your team. And so you cannot treat them the same. And if you try to do that, and your team has to understand that there is different ways that this is going to sound bad, but it's kind of like raising kids to some degree. If you have, you know, 5 kids, 10 kids, you don't treat them all the same. You know, you love them all, but you don't treat them all the same. Why? Because there's differences between them. And so you need to understand that there's strengths, there's weaknesses, there's different ways to handle them, and you need to make sure that you're doing that. So that way there's no false assumptions that everyone is the same and everyone's going to be treated the same. And if you have employees or contractors or volunteers or interns and with the sense of that everyone has to be treated the same, everyone is not going to be treated the same. You cannot treat everyone the same. You know, they're bringing different things to the table. They're bringing different personalities to the table. They're bringing different personal situations to the table. And so you have to respond to them the way that that unique situation is. So keep that in mind so that your team can, so they can progress and they can do the things that you need them to do. What else do they have on the list? No clear-cut goals. You know, goal setting is a must. I would even say in your personal life, goal setting is important, absolutely important. And so it's the same in business. And again, when I'm talking about, and even in your professional life, so say you're an employee at Cisco or Cyrus or SAS, and you want to climb the corporate ladder, the proverbial ladder, well, you're going to have to set some goals. You can't just do nothing and expect that you're going to be rewarded for it. But you must have clear-cut goals. And when you're building business, you have to have clear-cut goals. You must always communicate the goals. And I know that small businesses, it's hard to juggle. It's hard to get everything written down, getting you know, your order down. You know, you're producing everything. You're producing your white papers. You're producing your account management forms and maybe sales guides and all kinds of things that you're having to put together, you know, as a small business. But what you want to do is try to make sure that as you continue to build, that you're able to bring in these clear goals. What do you want to do? You know, my team and I am always talking about what our goals, what we want to do, and trying to get them the right information that's going to help them be successful. And they hear me say this all the time. I am not going to do anything that is not going to help them be successful. And I will not help them be less than who they are. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Barry's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin San Francisco. Struggling. That earlier crash cleared off the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Had a couple of lanes blocked. The damage done. North 101 is backed up down near Candlestick Park. Look for a heavy ride there. The closer you get to 3rd Street, and from there, it is stop and go slow onto the Skyway and that lower deck. The metering light's on with a healthy westbound backup into the maze. And traffic stays slow most of that way across the upper deck. Golden Gate Bridge, they have 4 lanes north. That traffic is clearing out of San Francisco, but southbound, backing up beyond Rodeo with only 2 lanes on the Golden Gate Bridge. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. For more traffic, SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
We never think about it until it happens to us. But during a lifetime, 3 out of 4 people will experience a significant financial setback. It might be the loss of a job, divorce, or an unexpected illness. Life happens to all of us, and before we know it, credit cards aren't paid, our mortgage is behind, car payments are overdue, and creditors are calling, and calling, and calling. You can stop those calls by making a call yourself to 510-208-1940. Rita Kay is a board-certified bankruptcy attorney with Costopoulos Law Group, and she's helped thousands of people just like you go from debt to financial freedom. With offices around the Bay, Rita can help you get out of debt, save your home from foreclosure, lose that second mortgage, stop wage garnishments, auto repossession, and lawsuits. Call 510-208-1940 today for your free consultation. That's 510-208-1940. Put a stop to those harassing phone calls and get the fresh start you deserve. Call Rita Kay at 510-208-1940. Costopoulos Law Group is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under VAP-CPA.
Be it the birth of a new child or the expansion of a family business, maybe even the young graduate on their first steps to a new frontier, there are reasons to celebrate success. Getting you there is the goal of Stephen F. Lavelle of Lavelle Wealth Legacy. Stephen F. Lavelle is a financial advisor with LPL Financial and is a nationally recognized retirement expert. Be it financial or investment planning, retirement, estate, or tax planning, let Stephen's years of experience put you on the path to success. Stephen has been named one of the 5-star wealth managers for the past 2 years. So celebrate success and gain the insight of a trusted partner and advisor. That's Stephen F. Lavelle of Lavelle Wealth Legacy. Call today, 800-841-4225. Offices in San Francisco and Walnut Creek. That's 800-841-4225. Or visit LavelleWealthLegacy.com. L-O-V-E-L-L. LavelleWealthLegacy.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Slave is free. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. I need that album. That's the Isley Brothers and Christmas music. I love Christmas. Is just one of my favorite. It is the most favorite time of the year for me. I love Christmas. I am like a Christmas, you know, I was telling my producer, my house is like a Christmas, like Christmas exploded in my house. You know, I bought a reindeer and I have to take it back because it's not lighting, the head won't light. I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to put it outside. I think I'm going to put it in front of my fireplace and just enjoy it. I just love it. So thank you for giving me some warm holiday cheer here. We certainly need it. I'm talking about just stuff that's going on in the news with small businesses and employees and just things that you may have missed, you know, in the news. And, you know, it's interesting because it used to be, you know, just newspapers and getting the news on, you know, your basic ABC, NBC, CBS channels when I was growing up. And now you have news like all over. It's like news overload, really. News overload. Internet has just changed everything. But we're talking right now about 20 mistakes to avoid when building your team. And so I talked a little bit about the assumption that everyone is equal. Everyone is not equal. Treat them right, but they are different in every way. No clear-cut goals. Make sure that you are setting some goals and that they're clear and that you have a target in mind in terms of what you're trying to do. And as a small business, you're tweaking, and you're really kind of, this is going to sound bad, but sometimes you're just throwing some of this stuff up against the wall and see what sticks, you know. And I know this sounds kind of crude, but, you know, you're trying to find your footing. You know, especially when you're a young company, and so you're wanting to to kind of get things balanced out well. And you want to try to do this as quickly as possible, but, you know, resources, and when I say resources, I'm not just talking about finances, I'm talking about, you know, people resources and technology resources and things that you may not have access to. And even a large small business, still there's things that they may not be able to do because of some sort of resource that they might need. But here's in out of the 20, I'm going to give you 5, and so I've given you 2. 3, doing most tasks yourself, you can't do it all. You can't do it all. Delegate. You have to delegate, and you have to try to balance out the workload that is not that's going to burn everyone out. Sometimes it happens, but you want to try to balance things out so that way you can produce what you need to produce. As a CEO, you should be doing things that grow your business. You really have to be able to be in that role to do things that grow your business rather than some of the mundane work. And you're going to do some of the mundane work, but things that you can get away from and you can delegate and let that work for you. Also, not enforcing rules and regulations. You have to enforce rules and regulations. You're going to have people that are going to break the rules, unfortunately. But if you do not enforce them, you will not build a sturdy team. And in order to do that, you have to make sure that you're enforcing the rules so you're not confusing people, so chaos doesn't come into the place. And again, this particular article is on Small Business Trends, and we are posting everything on our Facebook page, facebook.com/businessontheedge, and you can get all of these articles and read them in full. They're very, very good articles, interesting stuff. And then number five, giving no rule for team bonding. Make sure that you can bring your teams together in situations and bond. Do some fun things together. You know, we're going to close out the year. I'm going to do a little kind of a Christmas, you know, lunch and cheer, and just say thank you to those that have been working with Business on the Edge, that, you know, I can give them a little something and says, you know, I really appreciate your hard work and bringing us together. You know, with the type of work that I do, we do, a lot of my team, they get to work from home. They get to, so we're not able to come together all the time, but when we do, I want to make sure that I say thank you. And I'm always saying thank you and things like that. But bringing them together and bonding as a team and getting people comfortable with one another is very, very important for your company culture. And I like team work. I like teams working together. I like for people to get along and being able to do their jobs and things like that. We're going to go back to a break. And when we come back, more on what's going on out there. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Peninsula crash south 101 at Poplar. 2 vehicles in one of the lanes. Stop and go traffic along that stretch from 380 and further down 101 southbound slows Ralston Avenue and stretches to University. North 101 slows Shoreline Boulevard up to 92. Watch for further delays from Broadway all the way up towards Candlestick Park. And then in the city by the bay from the city limits, North 101 going slow headed for the Bay Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge is smooth northbound San Francisco headed for Marin, but southbound direction sluggish from Rodeo on the way to the north end of the span. Other slow spots include 880 in Fremont, northbound sluggish from Dakota Road up to 92. South 880 Oakland brake lights 980 to 98th Avenue. Hey traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you a baby boomer?
If so, you may want to listen up. Did you know that 56% of the workforce has less than $25,000 in retirement savings? Did you know that the average annual healthcare spending for people age 65 and over is greater than $10,000 a year? A recent study shows that baby boomers surveyed on their retirement planning continued to show a gap between their expectations and reality. Now is the time to join PhilsGang.com and join thousands of satisfied investors and take control of your portfolio. For only $39.95 a month, PhilsGang.com helps individuals who are interested in learning stock investing by providing professional-level skills and strategies. Start today. Learn investing in the live markets under the guidance of legendary investor Phil Grandy and PhilsGang.com. And make profits. Aging and retiring will happen whether we are ready or not. That's why so many baby boomers have joined PhilsGang.com. Simply go to PhilsGang.com. That's PhilsGang.
877-600-4264.
Oh, honey, where'd you get all the puppies?
Well, to save money, I gathered all the neighborhood dogs to pull me to work, saving a ton on gas. Uh-oh, cat.
What's this? He'll save!
There's a better way to save at Sears 48-hour sale this Friday and Saturday. Denim jeans are just $14.99, and a 20-piece gear wrench set is 50% off. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in points with Sears card on first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears. Points offer on 12/26, valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale on 12/14.
Are you looking for style, comfort, and that luxury drive in a car? Bay Area St. Clair Cadillac Coupes, SUVs, sedans, and wagons has that and more. Cadillac is known around the globe for its sleek, stylish, extraordinary luxury designs. It's an American-made experience at an entirely new level. If you want to enjoy that luxury drive, stop by our showroom at St. Clair Cadillac and let's take you on a test drive. Our address is 3737 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. Call toll-free for more information on our 2013-2014 luxury cars at 888-204-0389 or visit our website at www.stclaircadillac.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's the holiday season and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was never allowed in my house when my son was growing up. But I love the Santa Claus music and songs and television shows, but he did not get credit for anything that was under our Christmas tree for our son. Are you kidding me? We work hard. So anyway, Santa, you know, he could come, but he couldn't take credit for anything, actually. Anyway, so I want to share something with you. We do this, you know, I don't like to call our e-blast a newsletter. It's not you know, I guess it would look like a newsletter. I'm trying to stay away from it being a newsletter. And again, you can call in to the show at 800-516-1220, 800-516-1220. Get your thoughts and ideas and questions on the air. But I do this little, I try to make it short, you know, just a little coaching in our e-blast that goes out once a week, and we'll start doing it twice a week with just the midweek being maybe just a little word of encouragement or something, but because it's the end of the year, I'm always thinking that people are, they tend to be a lot of regrets, and so I was thinking a lot about, you know, changes and things that happen, and so change generates conflict, and this is what I was writing about today in our e-blast. So if you got it, you saw this piece that I wrote on change generates conflict, and I'll read this to you, and it's not very long, but I want to give you this information because I want you to really think about when we say change, and I want change. And so change generates conflict. As much as someone declares that they want change in their work, business, career, or life, must face one fact, and that fact is change is a conflict generator of that very declaration that you're making. It is the voice of courage, however, that becomes the warrior against the conflict of change. It is the courage that faces change head on. It is courage that finds joy in the journey. It is courage that picks you up when you fall and it says, do it again. It is courage that locates the faith to believe that change is possible. Be strong and be courageous because change comes to everyone. Change pushes you for the new. It pushes towards the unseen, the victory, the reward of hard work. When the dust settles and you have persevered, you will find that the conflict of change made you stronger, courageous, wiser, better, smarter, richer, happier, and faithful. Change. And so I wanted to share that because I think it's important, although we're talking about these different things tonight, and I wanted to give you something that to think about in terms of what's going on in your own life. You could become the news. You could be the one that says, you know, if you're saying, I want change, you must recognize that it's generating a conflict. It's going to generate conflict in your life for you to create that change. So keep that in mind, and it kind of goes along with our quote of the day, which was really great by Brian Tracy. You cannot control what happens to you, but you can control your attitude toward what happens to you. And in that, you will be mastering change rather than allowing it to master you, right? So that's, you know, some good stuff right there. I like talking about contests, especially when small businesses are, you know, you're poised to win. There's opportunity for you to win. There's this $50,000 contest. So if you are in fashion and you like fashion, there is a contest that I want to share with you about that you can, and it's fashion e-commerce on the web contest. And so if you win, then you can be mentored by Damon John. And you're saying, who is Damon John? And I will tell you that after we go to a break here in just a moment. And again, this is from Small Business Trends, and they have things on this website. And if you ever want to go to smallbiztrends.com, great resource for small businesses. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what this contest is all about, $50,000, how you can win. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay's business leader.
KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Peninsula crash southbound on 101 at Poplar. Two vehicles in one of the lanes. Stop and go traffic along that stretch from 380 and further down 101 southbound slows Wellston Avenue and stretches to University. North 101 slows Shoreline Boulevard up to 92. Watch for further delays from Broadway all the way up towards Candlestick Park. And then in the city by the bay from the city limits, North 101 going slow headed for the Bay Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge is smooth northbound San Francisco, headed for Marin, but southbound direction sluggish from Rodeo on the way to the north end of the span. Other slow spots include 880 in Fremont, northbound sluggish from Dakota Road up to 92, south 880 Oakland, brake lights 980 to 98th Avenue. Hey traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvee with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hailed by artists and critics around the globe as the number one show in the world, a performance everyone must see at least once in their lives, Shen Yun presents the grandeur of 5,000 years of Chinese culture live on stage through heavenly classical Chinese dance and music. Audience members say you'll be sorry if you miss it. Coming to the San Francisco Opera House, January 4th through 12th. For tickets, visit shenyun.com. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N.com. This year, don't miss it.
Are you looking for style, comfort, and that luxury drive in a car? Bay Area St. Clair Cadillac coupes, SUVs, sedans, and wagons has that and more. Cadillac is known around the globe for its sleek, stylish, extraordinary luxury designs. It's an American-made experience at an entirely new level. If you want to enjoy that luxury drive, stop by our showroom at St. Clair Cadillac and let's take you on a test drive. Our address is 3737 Stevens Creek Boulevard, Santa Clara. Call toll-free for more information on our 2013-2014 luxury cars at 888-204-0389 or visit our website at www.stclaircadillac.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Contest, winning money. I'm going to talk to you about that in just a minute. $50,000. You have to be in it to win it. I always say that you have to be in it to win it. But before I talk about that, TipNow is a texting mobile application, email and voice-based anonymous reporting system to deter crime and suspicious activity on college campuses, school grounds, K-12, corporations, cities, hospitals, you name it. It is a safety solution. It is a must-have. And we can see that with some of the reporting in the news, especially today. You see something, you say something. Using your mobile device to alert the proper authorities. This is awesome because it empowers you, and we want to be empowered. If you mention that you heard it here on KDOW, Resiligence, the creator of the safety solution, will give you a 10% discount on the TipNow mobile application or the TipNow social monitoring software, and so they can also monitor bullying and activities that are going on online in terms of, keeping people safe. I mean, what is the price for that? What is the price for keeping people safe? And I don't think that that's, something that we have to, again, what is the price tag for that? You know, I'm so glad that, my son's in college. And, I'm going to be honest. When my son goes to school, I don't let him leave the house with my at least. And you might think that this is old-fashioned or whatever, but praying for him as his mother, I'm such a mom. And I just want to make sure that I know that I did everything that I could do to make sure that he stayed safe. And so things like this. The TipNow solution, I think, is awesome. So you can visit their website for more information at www.tipnow.com. The solution is in currently being used at Berkeley. It's being used at some of the local police stations here in Silicon Valley, San Jose State University, many, many other colleges and universities in other locations. So this is something worth taking a look at. Make people accountable for their actions. Let's get involved. I don't want to just read about it in the news. I want to get involved and participate in keeping our workplaces safe and our schools safe, our children safe, our family members safe. So www.tipnow.com or call 1-877-395-5095 for more information with regards to the TipNow application. So you want to win $50,000, huh? I want to win $50,000, but this is definitely not my arena. So, Damon John, entrepreneur and founder of FUBU. Do you remember the FUBU line of clothing? So, FUBU. FUBU stands for Us by Us. FUBU was a line of clothing that was designed by a black male, African-American male, Damon John, who worked at a restaurant. He was a waiter at Red Lobster for 7 years when he was trying to get his FUBU line off the ground. So those, let me encourage you that are working hard and you're still working that other job and trying to get your business off the ground, hang in there. It's going to happen. Just hang in there. I was sharing with someone, 10% of our top, wealthiest people, 10%. What's the other 90% of our people doing? Somebody's giving up way too often, so don't give up, keep going. And so you can win $50,000. Here's some of the rules. One, you have to be a startup business. Entrepreneurs must start a business from scratch without prior sales or a recognizable brand. Okay, the business can be under a wide range of categories, including fashion and apparel, electronics and gadgets, food and beverages, jewelry, crafts, and more. So you can find out how you fit into that. And again, this is going to be, this link will be on our Facebook page, Business on the Edge, and you can get the information there, or you can go to Small Biz Trends, look under Advice, and look under Startup, and you should find the article there as well. The contestants have until March 31st, 2014 to register and until May 31st, 2014 to build a store and generate their sales. This is an e-commerce business, okay? But the official rules state that contestants must operate their stores a minimum of 60 consecutive days to qualify to win. So don't wait until the last minute to do it. You know, don't enter at the last minute, so make sure that you get your time in. And the contestant with the highest gross sales in each category by May 31st deadline will win this $50,000. And what do you get? Prizes include $50,000, a trip to New York City for a face-to-face meeting with the mentor. And you're going to get mentorship from Damon John along with some other mentors. And, you know, by the way, he is a, and I mentioned this earlier, Shark Tank investor. So you're going to get mentors from the Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, along with marketing expert Gary Vaynerchuk, Huffington Post, publisher Arianna Huffington. So get involved. Get in the contest. This is going to be on our Facebook page. You have to be in it to win it. We can't get in it. But, you know, this is a great opportunity to have an e-commerce mentor, so do that. We have upcoming training classes, webinars at Business on the Edge. You can connect with us at businessontheedge.biz and click on our training classes. And what we're going to do, and we're going to talk more about this next week, we're talking to Feed the Children. Business on the Edge, I just have a passion for people, and I have a real issue with people being hungry, and especially some of the things that are going on here in our country. Business on the Edge is going to, for every training class, expo, so anything that we're doing that is ticketed based, we're going to give $1 back to Feed the Children in the United States to help feed a family of four. So that $1 multiplies by five. So it's five times, you know, the expansion of that $1 it takes to feed a family of four. So we want to give back, and we want to do so much more. And, you know, if you're not, we have to impact and make a difference. So participate in that. If you want to donate tonight with Feed the Children, please go online to feedthechildren.org and give. You can give online. You can give different amounts. But we're going to start doing things that would allow us to benefit them in a huger way. And we'll talk more about that next week. AM 1220 KDLW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We'll be back in a moment.
AM 1220 KDLW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. San Leandro, earlier crash clear now. Westbound 580 is slow, though. 163rd Avenue headed up to Gulf Links Road. Again, along westbound 580. Further west, slow 980 24 Oakland headed over to the 80 split. The eastbound direction of 580 is slow from the 80 interchange in Oakland headed to the Highway 13 Warren Freeway split. And checking Livermore, east 580 slow from Isabel on the way for North Flynn Road. Other slow spots include the Peninsula, where North 101 slows past SFO all the way up to Candlestick. Continued delays there headed for the Bay Bridge eastbound direction. Sausalito delays on South 101 Rodeo to the north end of the Golden Gate. Northbound direction, though, out of San Francisco looks pretty good. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Okay, I've got the kids' gifts. Now, what to get John? A saw, a tie, a...
Carol, this is your shopping conscience. Give him the gift of the outdoors from REI, like a pack, tent, or skis. Even get a new jacket for you.
Yeah, a gift from REI. You're so smart. I mean, I am. Or you are, or we are.
Five new brands are now on sale at REI's 5 Days, 5 Brands event. Save big on gifts and shop your local REI or REI.com.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
I want you to be free in my mind.
Are forgiven. Give us a call, 925-203-5808. And don't forget to listen to Real Life Lending every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. on AM 1220.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 996013. DOC 607-3343. Eric McKay. NMLS 288343.
Thanks for listening to Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We ended the last segment with regards to talking about Feed the Children. And just so you know, anything that, like our training classes, our webinars, we're going to give back to Feed the Children. Our rates are not going to go up as a result of this because that is not giving. But again, if you want to give tonight, go to feedthechildren.org. Do something to help a family out here in the United States. And they have international giving as well. I am focused on giving here in the United States, you know, trying to do something in our own backyard. Sometimes you need to do some things in your own backyard. And so I'm looking forward to doing more. Those that anything we're doing with the Expo Summits, we got a lot of events next year. If you're getting booths, we're going to be giving back to Feed the Children. So we're working out those details. We're excited about that. We will give you more of that in the future. We do, like I said, have a webinar coming up, Top 5 Essential Tools for Small Business Development. You can register for that if you're a small business and you need, these are in, you know, tools that are going to help you do the things that you need to do, from business planning to web designing and all of that. If you're giving tonight, donor services toll-free number for Feed the Children is 800-627-4556. That's 800-627-4556. And so whatever you're doing, you know, give back, you know, even as a family or as an individual, do something to help someone else out. It is going to be, I'm sure, appreciated. I have one more little piece of information, I think, out of all of my newsworthy stuff tonight. Intuit. Did you know that Intuit acquired DocStock? Did anybody catch that in the news? Did you miss that? My producer's like, no, did you know that? No. Yeah, they acquired DocStock. He says, well, what is DocStock? DocStock is... It's a major organization in helping small businesses start and grow their businesses. They have the largest content of documents and resources and articles, videos, online learning courses, customizable legal forms. And so I'm really impressed with Intuit. You know, Intuit, if you're not sure who Intuit is the small business leader in accounting software for your business. So that is really awesome. And so we don't know just yet what they acquired DocStock at, but the deal is signed and everything's supposed to transition next year, I think by the end of January 31st, 2014, but that is awesome. So, you know, Intuit is really, really, you know, making their dent in terms of the small business world. That's their niche. That is absolutely awesome. So just remember this holiday season, remember someone, stay safe out there. Make sure that you're preparing for the new year. I've given you a little bit of information to kind of think about what's going on out there. Definitely get in that contest for $50,000. If you haven't started, start your business. Get this online e-commerce business going. You can win. I'd love to see you win. We're going to be posting some other contests that are out there and some other news. There's events out there that you can go to. And I know as small business owners and you're trying to develop things, it's hard. You can't do it all, but be smart. Do the things that you need to do. You know, get connected. You don't have to be connected to Business on the Edge in terms of what we offer, but get connected. Get mentors around you to help you be much more successful. But I can tell you, if you do get connected with Business on the Edge, we do take real good care of our customers. So again, remember, stay safe this holiday season. We'll see you next week. You're listening to AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.